The survey asked 402 likely voters who they want for U.S. Senate. 49% chose Republican challenger Ron Johnson. 47% incumbent Democrat Russ Feingold.
This is what we would call a dead heat.
Wendy Scattergood is a St. Norbert College political scientist and analyst for the school's survey center. There's a 5 percentage point margin of error. So she says at this point, 2 weeks before Election Day, the two are neck and neck. On top of that, Scattergood says 4% of respondents haven't decided yet. She calls them leaners. Slightly more of them are leaning toward Feingold.
If it really is that close, then that 4% of likely voters could make a difference. And so it's really even a dead heat of the leaners at this point.
Feingold is well known, having served in the Senate since 1993, but Scattergood says Johnson got off to a good start during the primary campaign and has been able to get his name out there.
You know, Feingold started campaigning relatively late because, of course, there was no challenger in the primary. So that name recognition from the primary really helped Ron Johnson become this viable candidate.
Wisconsin's airwaves have been filled with ads from each of the campaigns and outside groups. Viewers can expect a lot more of them in the coming days, since both candidates have millions left to spend. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.